Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back. Just back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful indeed to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, He told me that for His cause, His purpose, for Him I have some very important things that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men done some of everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall, I said since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said if they could, to destroy. Great. My brothers and sisters, the measure of truth that over the course of ages, men have sought to ignore. Men establishing their, how should we say, their own ideals, their own standards, falling farther and farther and farther away from the knowledge of the truth. And yet, men have sought to be flattered. And men have sought to cater to that niche that seeks to be flattered. People that seek to be flattered. To a man over the course of ages has awakened a brother and sisters only all the variant forms of carnality that his heart can muster. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, men have devised many forms of illusion after which they have sought to be considered wise after whatever level of consciousness which they reside. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has never, ever said that he would ever sanction. Never did he say he would ever sanction any of these multitude of diverse insensibilities of man. He is Rishon Acharon. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is consistent and true to all that from the beginning he has always spoken. I said he is consistent from beginning to all eternity, to all that from the beginning he has spoken. Wherever it is that man has turned aside from what is was initial divine expectation. Did you hear me? I said wherever it has been, the man has turned aside from what was initial divine expectation. It was always an illusion, my brothers and sisters. It was always falsehood. We are warned in Scripture that we are to be wiser than this. We are to seek the Most High by His Spirit. Yes, we are to seek the Most High by His Spirit. Seeking to be wiser than all the variant misconceits, contentions, diverse ideologies that have seemed wise men. The Most High told us well, we ought to be one. But the thoughts of men are vain. I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you. Because the truth of the matter is that we were one. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, we were one. If we see a multitude of diverse ideals among us, strife and contentions among us, it is carnal and not after the one Spirit. If we see a multitude of contentions and divisions among us, my brothers and sisters, it is sin and not salvation. If we see a multitude of different forms of doctrine among us, like we see these 45,000 denominations out here, my brothers and sisters, it's not the work of the Holy Spirit. But that multitude of differences, pollutions, partialities, it's not the work of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, purity and completion offer one choice. The result of all these differences, my brothers and sisters, I said the result of all these differences is no covenant with the Most High at all. We are for one, according to the scripture, that wrath must come. Yes, divine wrath must come. For what reason? The Most High has already foretold and told us that he will vanquish every form of misrepresentation that has beguiled his people to walk after other than what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. Scripture says, for this reason, he must bring his wrath, the discernment of his wrath, that Most High, in sending Messiah, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Many continue to believe in the very diverse ideals of men simply because they have unwisely not considered that to call upon the name of the Most High and not seek the fullness of His word is to defile His name. Call upon the name of the Most High and be indiligent, slothful to discern the truth is an oath against His name. What do I mean by that? You call upon the name of the Most High and your desire is not for the fullness of all that is His truth. The Most High has called it a provocation because after such partialities, immaturity, men can only create a multitude of curses, divisions after which the Most High cannot be pleased. I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you. Tonight's show is not going to be as long or as lengthy as many have been in the past, but I pray some of you, giving consideration to things heard this night, well, think about it deeply and understand what Babylon is and understand why you must overcome it. The foundation of the early church was in the expectation of the word of Messiah, wherein he had asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" If this was accurately told, my brothers and sisters, if the story were told rightly, it would have been with this response, one that most have no clue as to its meaning. Kepha, the one they called Peter, actually said, "I believe that you are the Kurdee." No, I did not say that word, Christ. "I believe you are the Kurdee, the son of the living Yah." That might sound like a shocking way of putting it to many, but I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the concept, the one that the early church knew as the Kurdee, according to all the prophets that came before, has much more powerful defining meaning, power, as compared to what this term is actually of Greco-Roman origin. I said Greco-Roman origin and perversion. It has far more powerful in defining a meaning than compared to what this word Christ has meant to people by and large today. People call Christianity the amalgam of all the diverse ideologies and contentions and differences of opinion that are in this world today. That is not the mind of the one, brothers and sisters. In fact, my point blank tell you is Bacchanalia. When I say Bacchanalia, the one called Bacchus that Rome already was worshiping, according to the traditions of ancient pagan Bacchanalia, there were celebrations of man's carnal conscience, i.e., if you will, lack of conscience. Celebration of all the differences seeming wise to men. And in all the pagan feasts of the heathen, days like Easter. Wow. Goddess of the Dawn ceremony, they called it. Easter is another word they use for it. The Saturnalia and Bacchanalia, what they call Xmas, Christmas today. Sunday, they have Solus Invicti. They are the invincible sun god. Sunday. All these are part of ancient Bacchanalia, my brothers and sisters, and every bit of it is a result of the carnality, or let's just say the carnal conceits of man to appease every man's own less than righteous designs, uninspired ideals. In that men have celebrated the multitude of their differences, my brothers and sisters, it shows that what men have really trusted in has been still reprobate, undisciplined mind, not the gift of the Spirit, not the wisdom of Yah. A covenant must be restored, my brothers and sisters. A covenant with Yah can only be restored after a pure and perfect truth that offers one choice. The wrath of Yah comes because men will have to be convinced, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. And so much of what they have believed has been ungodliness. That's the book of Jacob warns us about in the context of also what the book of Jude actually says. We're going to talk about all in a minute. I can only tell you that man walking after the varying ideas of man. I said man walking after the varying ideas of man has been a vast falling away from faith. I'd like to read a few scriptures to you. I'm going to make a few things plain for those who are willing. How about 1 Corinthians 1:10? "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord, the Kurdee, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Kurdee, the righteous one who," if you understand the concept of the Kurdee, Isaiah 40:27-41:4, "The one who exposes all the unrighteous misrepresentations of all the kings." Malachi speaks of one for whom you should be waiting, the Lord whom you seek. "They'll wait for him to renew their strength." It means men shall discern beyond all the indiscriminate doctrines of men because of his appearing. The Lord whom you seek, he says he's going to expose all the priests, wherever they've been partial in the law, wherever they've taught false doctrine, wherever they've taught partial doctrine, wherever they've caused men to stray away from the righteousness of the covenant, all that's in Malachi. Wherever men have been taught the ways of the foreign nations, wherever men have said that they are somehow good in the sight of the Most High according to the multitude of their differences. He said, I beseech you, brethren, name of our Lord Yeshua, how about the Kurdi? Better term, one who comes to expose all misrule. That you all speak the same thing. There'll be no divisions among you. Divisions come as a result of man's misconceits, my brothers and sisters. Divisions come as a matter of man's belief in lies. People said the Most High would give his name, the seal, but to those who have no guile in their mouths, speak no lies. Read Revelation 14, read Zephaniah 3:13, and discern what I mean. So let there be no divisions among you. All who believe function after the truth of this name. Moses had sanctioned all his word by his name. No partial testimony will be verified. No division among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, same judgment. If we read a little bit further, we find the scriptures say that that there were divisions, contentions among the people. If you look at 1 Corinthians 1:11, some say they were Paul, some of Apollos, some of Cephas, Peter. And some say they are Messiah. Whereas the Messiah, the Kurdi, the one who must cast aside all divisions, help men to overcome all their sins, all their misallegiances. Shall men say that he is compromised and divided? Micaiah, Matthew 1:21, says that his name should be called Yeshua because he will deliver his people from their sins. How about from every misconceit, every fallen standard, every partial proud standard, every polluted standard? That has divided his people. Obviously, the Most High would not send Messiah to preach a word divided after the various constraints of men. So he asked, was Paul crucified for you to put away all your sins, all your differences? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Is all the conscience necessary under salvation? Was it all contained in Paul's words? Paul himself didn't make such a claim. There's so many ways he wanted the faith of the people to be wrought by faith in a multitude of diverse ideologies of men. Could never be that faith, my brothers and sisters. Let me see if I can explain this. 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, my brethren, I cannot speak to you as spiritual. Wow. Level of conscience be raised. Man needs to be raised to after the spirit, after the will of one. Many were not yet ready to fully grasp. I cannot speak to your spiritual, but as carnal. Even as babes. And how about babes in the knowledge of the one who brings perfect discretion, the Kurdi? What does the Holy Spirit do, my brothers and sisters? Teach all things, no lie in it, proves all sin, brings all things to remembrance. That's a perfect consistency from beginning to end. See, I fed you with milk, he said, and not with meat. Hitherto you're unable to bear it. Wow, we need to explain that. Neither are you able. Even now, neither are you able. What was the apostle saying? One scripture speaks to the Messiah in this wise. He comes suddenly, like the rising sun. Isaiah 41:25. Comes suddenly like the rising sun. The prince to be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. Those of who know something about the creation of a well-made potter's vessel knows the clay that is baked into a pot after shaping has to be shaping well at the potter's hand. Such a vessel, the clay in it, must be smooth and consistent. If there are any pebbles, rocks, inconsistencies in it, when that pot is baked, there's a weakness in it. Not able to bear whatever's placed within it with strength. Easily cracked, easily broken. Insecure pot, insecure vessel. Incapable of bearing or preserving what's contained in it. Well, the security. He said, then, my brothers and sisters, that which would not be shaping fully after the will of Yah. Well, that vessel, my brothers and sisters, might not be able to handle the greater dimensions of truth that are necessary that all the people become one. He said, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you what? He says, envying, strife, and divisions. So are you yet carnal? This verse should be related thereafter and walking after men. They translated in your King James Version, walking as men. Far better that it would have been translated walking after. How about after the ways of men? The very word there in the Greek, I'm going to use that. It's the word kata. The word also means, my brothers and sisters, walking after men. How do I verify that? It says this, you should not be doing walking after the ways of men. That means beyond the ways of men, you should seek the will of Yah, the perfect will of Yah. If everyone seeks to sanction everybody's differences so that they don't argue, ha-ha. It's treachery against perfectly understanding the will of Yah. For it says, for while one says, I'm of Paul, and another of Apollos, he said, are you not carnal? Actually, if you go and read through these scriptures closely, it relates to the idea that Paul was actually saying that the Most High, these various apostles or teachers of the faith, actually, the apostle related them all as brethren and teaching the same doctrine ultimately. They might have different styles of teaching, and oftentimes men perceiving their words after their flesh rather than after the one spirit preferred one or another. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, why Paul reprimanded this. It was always important that the people come to one mind, speaking the same thing, no divisions. To verify what I mean here, that Paul was admonishing the people against hearkening only to the seemingly variant ideas of men, that they must all seek the Spirit of the Most High, they all speak the same thing and all be understood. Same wisdom. How about reading Corinthians 3:18, 1 Corinthians. Let no man deceive himself. Any man among you seems to be wise in this world, according to the various differences of this world, let him become a fool. Let him recognize himself as foolish, that he may become wise. There wouldn't be a multitude of differences in this world, my brothers and sisters, if there had not been mass deceit, misconception. So let us consider. So the wisdom of this world is foolishness before Yah. We put down some text with. Say the wisdom, what seems wise in this world is foolishness before Yah. Far wiser, he catches, if you will, the wise in their own craftiness. There's many forms of doctrine that seem wise to men, but the eye knows where those doctrines are either partial or perverted. And there are many forms of doctrine, my brothers and sisters, because they lack certain foundation. Seem to be wise to men. How about 3:20 of 1 Corinthians? It says, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise. How about the thoughts of men? Excuse me. That they are vain. You know the thoughts of men. That they are vain. They are less than what is necessary to perfectly appease the Most High. He wants all his people agreed at the highest dimension of conscience, that his spirit would bring to bear. Spirit, again, that teaches all things, no lie in it. He says, therefore, let no man glory or call himself honorable after the diverse doctrines of men. All things are yours. What does he mean by that? He said, whether Paul or Apollos or Kepha, meaning Peter, or the world, or life, or death, all things are present. Even if concerning things to come, all things are yours. What is he telling them? Don't let anybody rip you off. Don't let anybody hide the truth from you. The Most High by His Spirit will teach you all things. Don't let your predispositions with regard to the words of any man keep you from discerning what otherwise after the Spirit would be revealed. He told them that you belong to the Messiah, the Kurdi. The Kurdi belongs to Yah. Meaning that it's through the Kurdi. Messiah's Kurdi. The promised righteous one. All things revealed. All things revealed, brothers and sisters, pertaining to what is necessary to be called truly confirmed righteous, acceptable and steadfast for Yah. So let us continue. Notice the word of the apostle. So let a man so account of us as the ministers of Messiah, Kurdi, stewards of the mysteries of Yah. Moreover, it is required, stewards, that a man should be found faithful. They say, with me, it's a small thing that I should be judged of you, or any man's judgment, would say, I judge not even my own self. He said, for I know nothing of myself, I know nothing which I am guilty. But I might not be right in this, for he that judges me is the Lord. One judge. Why do men seek to be justified for the diverse ideals of many? Therefore, it said, judge nothing before the time, till the Most High sends his Messiah, who will bring the light to hidden things of darkness. How about reveal the things that men have not considered? Expose those who hide the truth from you. And he will reveal thoughts and intents, the counsels of every heart. And then shall every man know how to praise, honor Yah. Think about it. I've said so many times in this show that 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 is a direct echo to the passages of Scripture that we find in Isaiah in the 44th chapter. I said the 44th chapter of Isaiah. We can read it around from the 44th chapter, around the 20th verse. Remember what I said before? I've said many times. The early church had the anticipation of one who would cast out the lies, all the misconceits, all the false rule after which men have walked for the course of ages, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. He shall expose all the wickedness, all the lawlessness of all those who would not speak to you the fullness of truth. True prophet of Most High, brothers and sisters, will speak what others would not. There are certain truths that are contained in the Scriptures that the rulers would not tell. It was prophesied so in advance. Think about it. If they told you in the Scriptures and you understood in the Scriptures that you should not walk after the varying ideals of men, many of the seminary schools that put out these generic degrees that you can take to any denomination would be automatically recognized as invalid. If they told you and warned you against being so satisfied with what you hear from men without faith that is only, my brothers and sisters, received by hearing ultimately from Yah, you would know that you need to seek a greater wisdom than your rulers. Messiah told you in advance, your righteous must succeed that of your rulers, else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah, because your rulers don't always consider all that's contained in the law and the prophets. All such insolent, immature doctrine that does not seek the whole truth is disgusting for the Most High. In fact, it's an abomination. It is sin. You say your righteousness then must exceed that. How about your knowledge of the law and the prophets must exceed that of your leaders? Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. You must ask the Most High what the leaders have not told you. One of the prayers that I've often prayed is this: Father, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I need to know. Your blessing to your name for the cause that you declared for your people. But Father, you know. Father, I don't know. Well, something's been stuck in my head. Acts as an obstacle against me discerning the truth of your word. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. My brother and sister, Most High told me directly. For all that I see, hear, read, or anything else from men, check it out with him first, or someone will make a fool of me. I would say the same to you, my brothers and sisters. I would say the same to you. There's a dimension of truth that the words of a man are insufficient to fully frame in the mind. Messiah himself says many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet. You can't receive them yet to the comfort of coming. The Most High has arrayed the conscience. Understand the hyperdimensionalities of his word. In fact, I would go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And many men missing the point, my brothers and sisters, and proud in their error has resulted in the multitude of divisions we see now that cannot be true to the will of one. Isaiah 44, let me see if I can go through these scriptures quickly. Says the people's imagination is dull. Oh, how about if everybody hears a multitude of different ideologies from a multitude of different kings and rulers, priests? Is it a strong people? Or are there people divided? Not even realize they've been duped against the covenant. Because the covenant with Yah is one. Damn then, divided, confused. Because every man feels that he can be his own personal God according to his own ideals. And if the Most High is going to accept that against himself, absolutely not. First, we must consider, my brothers and sisters, that if every man's imagination and his ideals are left not to consider all things the Most High has said, he told me it's not wisdom at all. If you don't know what's been hid from you, what's been denied, your conscience, is that wisdom? Is that awareness? So their imagination is dull. Everybody's so busy listening to everybody else, they don't know to listen, that they really should be asking the Most High to speak. And it's not wise not to not hear and be satisfied. So their imagination is dull. They should have gone astray. They cannot deliver themselves. They can't see beyond all the multitude of different forms of doctrine out there. That are acting as obstacles against the awakening of his people. Can't see what they've trusted with their right hand. It's been falsehood. The Most High said, remember these things, O Jacob. There's some things you must have forgotten. That's why you lack discretion. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel. You're my servant. In other words, you have to remember what is his ways beyond all those who mislead you, all the rulers who mislead you. Say, I formed you, for you are my servant, O Israel, so from henceforth forget me not. My brothers and sisters, not to know the will of Yah, the difference between the will of Yah and the will of man, is to have forgotten the truth of him. So he wants to blot out your iniquities. How about all your allegiances to misconceit as a thick mist? Your sins, all that is divide you as a cloud that passes away. He said, return to me, he says, because his desire is to save. Make you one, heal you, make you one, perfect you according to his purpose. Because he didn't say he preserved anything else. Say, sing, O heavens, for the Most High has done it. Shout, O you foundations of the earth. Bring forth in the singing, O mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. Most High has saved Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Honored himself through his people. When he restored to them the knowledge that they had long lost. The covenant of one truth they had long lost. So thus says the Most High who saves you, who informs you from the womb to help you. Say, here's the Most High who created all things and stretched out the heavens, alone spread out the earth by himself. His wisdom is supreme. Makes void the signs of the diviners and despises their divinations. In other words, get the point. There are many who say they discern the will of Yah. But there is so much truth, my brothers and sisters, concerning what the Most High said from the beginning was the plan. And what is the eventuality? They never discern. And if they discern it, they dare not speak it, proving that they are still yet the children of darkness and not light. They make, scripture says, the Most High is going to send one who will prove their knowledge foolish, backward. Prove their knowledge far from wise, far from considerate of all the Most High's pledge. He says he will confirm the word of his servant. And the counsel of his true messengers. One who will say to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I'll raise up the ruins thereof. He established Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. Listen to this. Who said to the deep, be dry, who dried up the rivers. How about my brothers and sisters who shows his people beyond the short-sighted of all those who have ruled over them. Shows them a greater light. They put down your King James, who said of Cyrus. We're going to get to this verse and how to compare these verses and how to compare. 1 Corinthians 4:5 in just a moment. Said of Cyrus, okay, his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Cyrus is not actually his name. That's how they chose to render it to you in your King James Version in English. But those who understand, my brothers and sisters, would tell you that that was not his name. You need to ask a question, my brothers and sisters. Why is it that the Western Theos seeks to change the name of so many from what they were? In the East. You ever stop and consider that was something they're trying to hide from you or cause you to forget? Who says the Kurd eat? He is my shepherd. Perform all my pleasure. Perform all that is pleasing unto Yah. He didn't say sanction anything less. He even said that Jerusalem should be built until the temple your foundation shall be laid. Isaiah 45. Of all those in the scriptures, long before he ever came, my brothers and sisters, there's only really one the Most High wrote an advance note to, personal, that when he comes, he should discern his purpose. Thus said the Most High to his anointed, when the word for anointed means his Messiah, to the Kurdi, whose right hand I've upheld, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. Most High must not be pleased with these nations. I would tell you that Revelation 1:80 calls him Messiah, is connoted as the one who vouchsafes all the word of the Most High. And he speaks of himself in this wise. It needs to be understood. Who is he speaking of? Revelation 1:8. Powerful concept that is there. Prayerfully will help many to understand the context of that which I'm speaking. Messiah said, I'm Alpha and Omega. He wouldn't use that Greek word. Aleph and Tau, the beginning and the end. Said the Most High. How about him which is, him which was, and which is to come? They put down the word Almighty as if it was, he was his father. That word, my brothers and sisters, actually relates to him who is, whose word. Is ruler above all men. Do you hear my brothers and sisters? Ruler above all men. You want to call him King of Kings? Lord of Lords? Realize, my brothers and sisters, that his Father is still greater. Blessed are they who will understand what I mean by that. Well, he's raised by Messiah, basically relating himself as the one who vouchsafes all the word of the Most High from beginning to end, from the foundation to the eventuality. Him who was promised to come, the awaited one. Blessed they will understand what it means to say they'll wait for him to renew their strength. Didn't say that you become one in the Most High after all the differences of man. Scripture says to talk on the Lord whom you seek. Talk about he will expose all the rulers because men have thought that according to all their evil ways, they're still somehow good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. Exactly what is rebuked. It's a grievous word against the Most High. In the book of Malachi, if you read it, around 2:16, 2:17 to 3 and 4, it says Messiah must restore righteousness as of old in former years, meaning that all the various standards thereafter cannot be counted viable. Listen to what it says. It says, whose right hand are prepared to subdue nations before him? How about subdue all the lies of the rulers? I will loose the loins of kings, open the doors before him. The gates shall not be shut. I will go before you, make the crooked places straight. Wherever men have misled one another, he will show the right way. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. In other words, show the truth beyond all the lies, all the fallen standards that men have exalted. See, I will give you the treasures that are hidden in darkness. Ah, there it is. Isaiah 45 and 3, compared to 1 Corinthians 4:5. So I will give you the treasures that are hidden in the darkness, the buried riches in the secret place. How about the truth, my brothers and sister rulers would hide? That you may know. How about honor? That I, the Most High, will call you by your name, and the Holy One of Israel. The one called for the cause of raising up Israel in conscience to appease the one Most High. Say, for the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my elect, I've called you even by your name. Oh, I've surnamed you. One called by the name of the Most High himself, though you have not known me. In other words, have not known me, but the Most High said to him in Isaiah 50, he say, morning by morning the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way. That I should know I declare a word to the weary. How about strengthen the conscience of his people? Scripture says at his rebuke he dries up the seas. How about all the mindscapes of all the rulers that men see? Seek to see and discern Yah beyond all controlling bodies of knowledge of misinformation that have blinded the masses. Behold, my beauty, I dry up the seas. I dry up the rivers. I make the rulers, the heavens, those who sit on high and rule over men. I make sackcloth their covering. I show the exceeding light of the Most High, the wisdom that they all sought to hide. Scripture, if we understand it, my brothers and sisters, is telling you who Messiah is. Now, since Messiah must expose the misrule of all the leaders, we understand, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah meant when he said, upon this rock I'll build my church. That he is the one who will reprove all unrighteousness. That he is the one who will reprove all misrepresentation. That he is the one who will reprove all misallegiance. That he is the one who cannot by any means sanction or approve any form of doctrine that in any way misrepresents the Most High or causes men not, I repeat, or causes men not to be able to quickly discern and walk rightly after the instruction of the one Most High. What that means, my brothers and sisters, since he exposes all misrepresentation and he will not seal or confirm as stable anyone but those who accept the fullness of his word. Acts 3:18-23. We understand then, my brothers and sisters, that those of the early church came to the church. Did they come out from the misconceits of this world? Out from the misconceits of men. And even the leaders of the church warned the people against the intrusions of the various principalities and powers. Because after the constraints of the various rulers of the nations, there is no covenant. The nations already lacked a covenant or lacked a holy covenant. Dare men say after the constraints of intrusions of the principalities and powers, they have what is pure? Absolutely not. Messiah said upon the rock foundation that he is the Kurdi, the one who will expose all unrighteousness, he will build his church. He will gather all men unto himself. He is the one called Shiloh. In Genesis 49:10, the lawgiver out of the tribe of Judah, the one said all nations shall wait for his law. Seek him for his law, for his justice. discerning what is indeed righteous before Yah. If men take the words of the Bible, and every man interprets after his own mind, it's not a covenant with Yah, brothers and sisters. Man just functioning after his flesh. Man must ask of the Most High to teach him beyond the self-righteousness of men. Man must ask the Most High to teach him directly the greater truth. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's so much truth that's contained in these scriptures that I dare tell you now that I've hardly heard spoken in any church anywhere. And you need to ask the question why. You don't know how they are robbing you in your churches. I say you don't know how they're robbing you in your churches till you find out what you should have had. Book of Colossians. Men were warned against the robbers. He said, beware lest any man be defraud you after the principle of the world and not after the Messiah. What does it mean? Any man beguile you. Rob you, deceive you, keep you from perceiving all you need to know. What was this talking about? Simply relating again, my brothers and sisters, that the early church had the expectation of one who by no means would sanction any man's corrupt or fallen doctrine. The wrath of Yah comes to expose the falsehoods of whoever has taught any manner of doctrine that displeases the Most High in any way. The concept of the Kurdim, my brothers and sisters, is one far superior in his righteousness. The concept men have of a Christ or this Christianity where there's some 45,000 divisions in it and people say they're following one makes absolutely no sense. If you look at my website, you will find much scripture in terms of what those of old look forward to in the coming of Messiah, what they were waiting for. Because since the dawn of human fall, men have fallen farther and farther away from the truth after political, national, and pseudo-religious differences. Messiah comes to reprove them all. And only those who follow him should be found worthy of the seal of protection. Because the Most High shall destroy, annihilate, cause to perish whoever would not walk after the pure, invariant light of the one he must send. That is the judgment. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. One scripture says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. What does that mean? That the wrath of Yah is to assure that none else be regarded as king but the one whom the Most High himself has sent. If they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, how he comes, who he is, and for what purpose, it caused many of my brothers and sisters to feel themselves satisfied because they have the approval of many men. Not sufficient. I'd like to give you an idea of what I mean by this. The echoes that are contained in Scripture that relate what was the expectation of the early church, those ideas are replete. I said replete throughout the Scriptures. And for those who would like to hear them, from the quote-unquote latter testimony, I'd like to give you some ideas of what I mean. Well, let's consider. Let's begin to consider these things. I can only tell you in Matthew, Mark, Luke, Yohanan, John, all these scriptures, Messiah said, for instance, in the book of Matthew, it's your righteousness to see that of your leaders, meaning the standards of all your leaders and their differences will not be sufficient unto the kingdom of Yah. You said in Matthew, Matthias, that if you fall victim to anyone who causes you to think anything less than the law of the prophets, or if anyone seeks to cause someone to turn away from recognizing the full authority of the law of the prophets, he's guilty under hellfire. Matthias 5:14-24. He says, in the last days, many will find out that they thought that they had walked according to the name of the Most High, the fullness of the testimony of his word. Call them false prophets, false, fallen, foolish, fleshly prophets who taught a testimony insufficient. Messiah will call that iniquity. Keep away from me. Not acceptable. After his Holy Spirit, you would discern, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to comprehend and accept all truth. It's not what's being taught in the various churches. So you understand, in preparation for the coming of the Messiah, there's an absolute. The book of Mark, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Mark. Oh, I could only just tell you, my brothers and sisters, we find reiterations of what's in Matthew and the testimony of all the writers of the account of Messiah's presence. Matthew, Mark, Luke. If I had time, I'd go through Isaiah. Well, if I had time, I'd go through Mark 13, Luke 21. And all these scriptures lay great distress upon the nation when they find out that they didn't know enough to appease Yah. Matthew 7 says the same. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, even like, for instance, Yohanan, 8th chapter. Messiah talked about the idea of the truth to set you free. Many would call upon the name of the Most High, but did they know the truth? If not, he said, they'd be counted from below and not from above, of this world and not of him. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the implications. Acts 3:18-23, Messiah is going to bring the restoration of all things. Whoever would not hearken to the fullness of the testimony of his testimony will be cut off. Found inviolable before Yah. Cut off from the inheritance of his people. That means there's an absolute word according to the fullness of all the Most High declared, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah will accept, ultimately then no less. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. In Romans, he says, should we continue in sin after the divisions of mankind, the various ideals of men? Should we continue in sin after all these divisions and expect the grace of Yah? Hey, the people of the Most High knew they had to be one, nothing else to pull the most, nothing else but seeking the perfect will of Yah is an offering acceptable unto him. It says, whoever will be, will not hearken unto the fullness of that word when he restores all things, cut off from among the people. Romans, 2nd chapter, he who dies without the law perishes without the law. Or what is the law? That's the system of pure and perfect order that establishes the kingdom, the law of the kingdom of Yah. His grace is that he reveals his law beyond all misrepresentation of man, which is lawlessness. He said, not under the law, but under grace. It means you're not under the false rule of men. If the Most High is the one who's truly teaching you. He writes his laws upon the minds and the hearts, that you be delivered from men and that you become his people. Read Jeremiah 30-31 and understand. He says, make a full end of all the nations that are divided as people. You think it's faith then, my brothers and sisters, to trust after the differences established by men, the rulers of this world? That's carnal. If you know Yah from hearing after his spirit, you know there's a wisdom far greater than all these contentions of man. Chapter 3 says, of the Romans says he's going to silence every man, that every man recognize his guilt before Yah. That means he declares a superior righteousness. That's what the clergy comes to do. The foundation of the church is that they trusted the one who was going to expose and surely not going to accept and actually bring wrath upon every miscreant, misrepresented form of doctrine. So they were very thankful that this Kurdi, the awaited one, had come, and that there were representatives that were called apostles that would rightly declare his word, stewards who were faithful. My brothers and sisters, such stewards as that have gone from the conscience of men in terms of understanding their true ideals for a very long time. Look back through the archives. Last couple of nights, Messiah told them in advance there was a time he would go away. Amos said you'd be looking for the word of Yah, the pure word, as was told of old. Seeing land and would not find it. He said in the last days he began to restore it. But did they tell you through whom it shall be restored? How to recognize it? You don't understand what's in Isaiah 49, please read, my brothers and sisters, article on my website called hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. It says, shall you continue in sin after the differences of man and expect favor to abound? Most High is not going to uphold all these differences. Romans 9 through 12. He said, if you have the law but don't seek it by faith, seeking the greater truth that comes from Yah, do you think you'd be saved after the varying ideals of men? Men establishing their own righteousness? Absolutely not. He says, Messiah will come that men finally have the same covenant with him in Romans 11. He delivers his people from all those who have led his people astray. The rulers themselves, do you think they wanted you to know that? 14th, 15th chapter of Romans. Wow. Maybe I need to give myself a little bit more time if I can. Because there's a lot of things that need to be said about this. Let's see what I can do. Okay. Perhaps I've managed that. Okay, yes. 14, 15 chapter of Romans. Everybody is warned against the exalting themselves in their own judgment. Messiah will judge all. Let every man be fully persuaded in his mind. Bear the burdens of the weak, those who don't discern, but certainly not until most of the diverse ideals and disputations. He says, there's one judge. Messiah gave his life to be Lord, even that men receive the spirit that teaches all things, it all come to one mind. He said, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures. Whatever is written of old is for our learning. We through patience and faith in the scripture might have hope. A proper foundation, all the nations brought to obedience and word and deed. That means it sounds like the fullness of the testimony is still viable. Absolutely, my brothers and sisters. Messiah gave his life, that men might all discern all things written in the scriptures after one ideal. As long as men were subject to that priesthood that performed, for instance, the sacrifices, leading men to call themselves wise after a lesser conscience, the way of the saints would not be known. So Messiah himself gave his life to have that men might receive the Holy Spirit, to have their conscience raised true to him. But that's only by the Spirit that is possible, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit that will teach all things. Those who are satisfied with the differences that are taught about men will never understand. So it's time, my brothers and sisters, we realize that if we're not hearing from the Most High to explain to us the greater truths, we're lacking very much. 1 Corinthians 1, we just got through looking at those scriptures. Hey, Most High desires that all his people speak the same thing. The courtier will accept no less. Most High considers foolish the various misconceits of men. He will accept no less. The scripture even goes as far as to say, who will pervert the temple or teach lies to deceive the people. Scriptures actually say, my brothers and sisters, whoever would do this, Yah will destroy. That's exactly what the scripture said the courtier would do. It said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, still immature, let him consider himself still yet in some way unstable, foolish, fleshly, carnal, that he might become wise. The Messiah comes to reveal all, expose all the faulty ways, all the false doctrines in which the truth has been hid. And then shall every man know how to honor Yah. We were told in advance, my brothers and sisters, to be wiser than this. Wiser than just accepting because of a multitude of different ideals. Multitude, let's say, idols among your churches, false rule among your churches. Just because they collaboratively among your churches accept an idea doesn't mean that the fullness of truth has been discerned there. You need to ask the Most High, because he's only going to sanction again, my brothers and sisters, those who collaborated with and sought truly him for confirmation of the word. But many of they who are presumptuous, and they've led many astray in their hasty ideals and opinions. 1 Corinthians 10 says, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah. 4 through 6 verses. Casting down of false imaginations. Oh, because of the Messiah, else we must do. Casting down strongholds. Whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, will keep you from discerning the greater truth. Casting down false imaginations. And whatever is to stand against the greater knowledge of Yah. So we're ready to revenge against all disobedience when your obedience is complete. How, my brothers and sisters, can a man stand up for the fullness of righteousness when he himself has not yet discerned it? Messiah is going to sanction, my brothers and sisters, as viable only those who will stand for the fullness of his will and have gained the instrumental level of discretion that when they hear his word, they know how to follow him. Scriptures tell us in Isaiah 28 that many are going to find out because the rulers never taught them anything. But when Messiah comes declaring word, line upon line, precept upon precept, they'll be shocked to find, according to Isaiah 48, 28, that they did not discern enough. How shall men discern, my brothers and sisters, the ways of Yah? But by the Spirit of the Most High himself. No one I know, my brothers and sisters, will fully discern the implications of the words that I'm saying to you now, but by the Spirit of Yah. Galatians 1 through 4. Oh, we can talk about many much scripture that's there. It tells you point blank, if any man preach any other word as if it was the gospel of the kingdom, let him be accursed. If righteousness comes by means of the various standards of men, Messiah didn't need to come. Said, do you think you receive the Spirit of Yah because you trust in the varied ideologies of man? Or was it obedience to the fact that Messiah would judge you knowing that you need a much greater sense of reality than what is common after the various rulers of men will never tell you that they have lied to you and that they compel you to believe you are sufficient after the fatal flatteries that they have established, according to constructs that they have established. I think about it, my brothers and sisters. Our third chapter of Galatians tells you, once a covenant is confirmed, no man can change anything in it. That means Messiah is only going to sanction what is true to what the Most High himself has spoken. He says you must exceed the elementary principles of this world, because to walk after the principle of this world is vanity. Fourth chapter of Galatians. The highest standard must be understood. The only way you can prepare for the coming of the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters, you see the Spirit of the One Most High that conditioned the mind to be able to receive his exceeding word. Ephesians 2, for instance, tells us that this salvation, being preserved in the day of wrath under one mind, is not after the conversation of men. Salvation is not after the conceits of men, the works, the desires, the thoughts of men, that any man should boast after his own mind. You must be the workmanship. In other words, you must allow the Most High to work on your mind. Did you hear me? Work on your conscience to raise it, that you discern what from the beginning the Most High foreordained. No more strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, the common knowledge the Most High granted his people Israel. Common wisdom, pearls of wisdom, customs and ideals the Most High gave to his people Israel. It says, without this knowledge, you're strangers. Strangers of the commonwealth of Israel, without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, far from the knowledge of him, still yet in so many ways, worldly. Wow. Come on, my people, and understand what you must attain if you want to be true to what the scriptures call the grace, covenant, the righteousness of Yah. The reason why those scriptures even go on as far as say you must come to the full measure and stature of Messiah, discerning with all the saints, with the height, depth, and breadth, all the nuances of the Holy Word. There's a reason why the scripture says you must put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah to be able to stand against the fiery darts of the devil, the wiles of the wicked. All that scripture, my brothers and sisters, that I just spoke of at Ephesians 6, go back to Isaiah 59. Talks about one who comes from the west, and that we glorify them because of him, the men we glorify the Most High from the west to the rising of the sun. That's the same one in Isaiah 45:6. He demands, my brothers and sisters, you put upon yourself the whole word of armor against every lying word of those who would hide the truth from you. Philippians 2, what the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Ah, that means all falsehood shall perish before him. It all come to the wisdom of one. That was the foundation of the church. Colossians 2, he said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world, not after Messiah. Don't let the word of the Most High be judged or misrepresented after the fleshly design of any worldly principality or power. will only take the word after their constraints, and you never be free. What is it, my brothers and sisters, discern what the Most High meant when he told me these words? To know what is said, not know why it is said, to miss the point at the administration of another. Here, my brothers and sisters, 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about how Messiah comes suddenly as a thief in the night, meaning the world after the flesh is not prepared for his appearing. So he must come and just simply announce what the world has missed. They didn't tell you about the secret city prophecies, but they definitely should have. Article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Secret city, you need to check it out. Find out how Messiah comes. The scripture talks about the city of confusion being destroyed, the city of confusion, of chaos, destruction being destroyed, showing the Most High will not sanction any of the multitude of variant miscreant ideal from a world over there at that city. He will destroy that city to make a declaration to the whole world that he accepts nothing less but the fullness of his own word. Scriptures that speak about this in Isaiah 19, Isaiah 25, Isaiah 24. Direct reflected again, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 16, 12 to 21. Messiah, being that one who dries up, before whom the rivers are dried up, that men might prepare for the greater king. One called the king of the east, all the kings and rulers of the world, all their variant leadership, various principles, niches created in that city for them all across the globe. International city, Messiah exposes them all, and all the varying ideas of all the nations fall. Read Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10, and understand why when all the lies are no more, they will say, this is ultimately the righteous one for whom they have waited. They wipe away all tears from off all eyes. 2 Thessalonians reflects Isaiah 11. 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter says, there's been intrusions of the world in amidst your churches. They're not really churches because they don't bring you out of the world anymore. Worldliness fills them. It's all bacchanalia. It's all the will of the flesh. It's all the Lord of misrule. Article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Bacchus connection. You need it. Wherever men have celebrated their carnality, my brothers and sisters, it's not the faith at all. The faith is not after the flesh. It says Messiah will come to expose wherever it is men have misrepresented his will. Amidst the church, and he will expose the pretense. Be a sudden shock to men find out what they trusted in has been lawlessness, wickedness, a perversion, not the faith at all. Book of Jude even goes as far as to say that men have perverted the grace and knowledge of Yah, and Messiah will have to come to expose and convince mankind that so much what they thought was wise was wickedness, lawlessness, not acceptable, ungodliness. Brothers and sisters, Timothy, scripture talks about the Most High won't deny himself. He must be fully furnished unto all good works. See, before he denies himself, he will deny us. That means he only accepts a perfect word. I could talk to you about Hebrews, my brothers and sisters. I'm just so many of these scriptures. It says men should not provoke the Most High. When he decides to speak, you should listen. Well, those who will not walk according to his ways, they will not enter into his rest. Hebrews 3 through 4. There's only one covenant that is consistent. He will discern the thoughts and intents of all the hearts of all men by his word. Hebrews 10 to 12. Hey, he said, if any man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, he has insulted the spirit of grace. There's no forgiveness. He can never be forgiven, my brothers and sisters, until a man's heart is converted to become stable for the will of Yah. He said, if you choose not to hearken to the Most High in any way, he says he will have no delight in you. My brothers and sisters, the Most High can only uphold his own words. Why do men think compromisingly otherwise? He says all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of the Most High. It means that the word of Yah is consistent. 1 Peter 10 through 11. 2 Kefa 1 through 3. Wow, we've talked so many times about all these scriptures saying you need to be diligent for a reason so that you don't fall to any false prophets, that you be steadfast in the word. And never let anyone turn you aside from the law of the Most High. He said in advance, then we take Paul's words, take them completely out of context, and that's exactly what this world has done. I thank the Most High for the supply and the word, the inspiration he gives, and all that he gives that people might understand. So they would twist Paul's words, making you think it's divine law that's been cast aside. If men must convert, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the nations, it's obvious that the misrule that men had called a law is what must be put away. The perversions must be put away that you stand upon a firm foundation. It's the only way to see it. All else is the work of a false prophet. All else is a lie. 1 Johanna, my brothers and sisters, it says man does not keep, preserve, maintain, defend, guard the integrity of his holy word, his command. He says the truth isn't in him. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. His very example deceives. The truth is not in him. You should not walk after such a man. Fifth chapter. It says we love Yah. If we are his, ultimately it relates to we are his. His commandments are not difficult, not burdensome. It's something we should do. Hereby we know the children of Yah, that we love him to keep his commandments. How about maintain the truth of his conscience? How can a man do that unless the Most High has revealed it? That's the reason why Messiah must come, and brothers and sisters, there be affirmity again. One who comes saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him, made my mouth like a sharp sword, to reveal his glory, to reveal what is honorable before Yah, to bring his people back to him, to be a light, an invariant light to all the nations. The very one the scriptures speak of in Revelation 19 says, out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword, an absolute word to discern whether men want righteousness or something less. Discerning the thoughts and intents of every heart, who disciplines all the nations with a rod of iron. Strong discipline, it does not flinch. Why, my brothers and sisters, men believe that the Messiah came that they offer to the Most High sin, the multitude of their divisions, honoring everybody's ideals, but what is pure and perfect is the will of Yah alone? Is that faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, you should be turned aside after all the debates and doubts of many men? That's not the faith in the Kurdi. That's not Kurdishanya. Kur, son, Tishrai, Shah, king. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the one called the King of the East, Revelation 16, is the Messiah. They didn't tell you who he is, what he comes to do. They left you to be beguiled. Not even discern, my brothers and sisters, the level of discretion that you should truly seek. I told you before, the book of Yehuda, they called Jude. Says men would twist the words of the Most High, men fall from conscience, not even understand what they have with ungodliness. Not discern that it was unbelief. Without faith, without a word from Yah, and a level of discretion that pleases him, it's not possible, my brothers and sisters, to appease him. You need to understand that. Revelation 2nd and 3rd, it talks about those only those who keep the fullness of his will sit with him upon his throne in his kingdom. He talks about your works. If not found perfect before Yah, he said, will come against you with the sword of his mouth. My brothers and sisters, Most High was sanctioned and sealed and confirmed, worthy to stand in the day of wrath. Only those who keep the fullness of his word, and anyone who will seek anything less than any perversion must come to wrath, because he will leave, my brothers and sisters, finally only a remnant, fully refined, that will say that the Most High is their Holy One, and they will be true to him in all his word. He didn't say it was welcome, according to Revelation 22, anyone but those who would teach all his word, not add to, not take away, who would teach all that is revealed by his spirit under the hyperdimensionality, the mechanics, the height, depth, and breadth, the understanding of his word. I said before, if you know what's said and don't know why, it says, miss the point. He said, only if you seek to be pure, to guard all that is his testimony, discerning again and remembering all his testimony to uphold it perfectly as a faithful steward, only then are you worthy unto his kingdom. Only then may you come. He said he's the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who bore the title Morning Star, Sunrise, King of the East, Son of Righteousness that arises. My brothers and sisters, the one who by the anointing of the Most High rebukes all sin. The Holy Spirit that teaches all things, rebukes all sin, bring all things to remembrance. Man will be held accountable for all that is his discretion. Why do you think people came to the sanctity of the early church? Early church, my brothers and sisters, realized full well They had to come out from all the differences of all the various kings of the world, because when Messiah returns, they all will be reproved. All your kings, all your priests. It's a wisdom you must discern beyond them all. Else he says you should not enter the kingdom. Yeah. All the prophets said in so many ways, but Messiah summed up. Read Matthew 5:17-20, the scripture where it says these words. It says, till heaven and earth pass away, not a yod nor a dash, not even the smallest letter of his law shall pass away, till all shall be fulfilled. All the prophets prophesied, my brothers and sisters, that those who rule on high will all fall before the greater word of one king. If they didn't teach you that, they didn't teach you the gospel. And I know the rulers didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, because they would still have you to follow after men. Paul said he wanted your faith to rest not in the eloquence or designs of men, but the power of Yah to reveal himself, who will understand it in his time. Men have commercialized, my brothers and sisters, what they have called the faith, trying to pimp and prostitute the name of the Most High. With this, the Most High cannot be pleased. He says he has a chosen faithful one who will declare all his word. Did you forget that? What was written in Isaiah 46:8-13? Did you know to prepare for one, my brothers and sisters, who will only sanction the fullness of what is the thoughts of Yah? If you thought that he will apocryphize, politicize, compromise the holy word, you need to read Psalm 50. He reproves those, my brothers and sisters, who kept his covenant lightly. For he indeed is not like them. And he says he will reprimand them, rebuke them for all their sins. Shall any man desire anything less than the full design, decree, plan of the Most High? There's only one peace. Earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. But man seek that another form of rule survive, that there be contention, chaos, warfare in the world forever. Or what you prefer, my brothers and sisters, all be brought to the full restoration of all that is true. No longer men debate and doubt contentions among one another. Men in glass houses throwing rocks at each other. My brothers and sisters, it's far better than men discern what is true, the righteousness of Yah, that a world be at peace. Far better than men seek the truth for the good of one another, because all will be judged before one. Folly of man, my brothers and sisters, today is so many believe that they can establish their own righteousness and only find themselves far from the righteousness of Yah. Liberty and justice for all? What do people believe? You come to America and everybody can be a god. Everybody can declare a standard. My brothers and sisters, from the beginning there was only one. The Most High already foreordained will be that rule, eternal. Who's ready to understand it? Who's ready to understand what the faith is? But by no means, my brothers and sisters, the faith twisted by any of the diverse differences that seem wise to men. Check out the website of mine, my brothers and sisters. That's, what, some 50-odd articles there now? A lot of truth. A lot of truth. Check out through the archives, my brothers and sisters. You find 4 years of archives and shows that I've done on this. Through Blog Talk Radio. Reproving the unrighteousness. And my brothers and sisters revealing again the light of truth. But the rulers will not tell you. Not call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without reason. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, if these words are not heard, those unto which these words are hid are lost. 1 Corinthians 4:3. The gospel is not a word after the variant ideas of the nations. The gospel is the word of the King, as he reveals it to mankind from on high. It's time we discern that. You really believe that everybody's word after the constraints of all these various rulers is the word of the gospel of peace? That's what it was called in Romans 10. That's what it was called in Ephesians 6. Do you ever stop to consider the gospel of peace? The word for peace is also completion. Purity and completion offer one choice. If it's not a pure and complete word, if it's tainted after anybody else's ideals, it's not the gospel of the King. It's not the rule of his kingdom. It's time we understand and reveal, be able to reveal the word, again, the truth. It's seriously in need of light. Blessed are they who will hear these things to discern it. I do this show on a regular basis. It's calling number 661-554-9212. If anyone has questions regarding the things that I've spoken, various affairs, the ideals, the men must overcome in this world, I invite you to call in. I invite you to listen to this show on a regular basis. It's practically done every night. Blog Talk has had a few little technical difficulties of late, but we do what we can to get over them. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters. I said, till we speak again. Thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Unto his might and to his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening. Thank you, Father.